Well, this morning we have a guest in joining us. Steve Livengood is with us. We're going to talk about the Bada Bada Bing Bang rally coming up tomorrow.
Good morning, Jim. Thanks. We're having fun tomorrow. Oh, I know that.
That's no doubt. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, it's a blast.
I know it's been a lot of work to put this together, but it's come together pretty well for you.
You know, it really has. It's one of those things, you look back and how long have I been working on it? Oh, a couple months, but a lot of things have happened, and it is coming together quite well. Sometimes I'm kind of nervous. Is it really going to happen this well? But I'm kind of comfortable tomorrow's going to be good.
Well, a year ago this time, you were working on sending a bunch of veterans to Washington, you know, D.C., and that was a little bit more complicated than
yes,
this.
Yes, it was, yeah. No airplanes required on this one.
No. So, but still, it should be an entertaining thing for a lot of folks. The folks coming in with their different pieces of equipment, and, of course, folks from the area who will get a chance to get out and experience some of that. Good educational experience for the kids. I guess we should probably lay the groundwork again. We talked recently about this, but this is an opportunity for folks to bring in and show off some of the old military vehicles and things that they have.
Well, you know, I'm not really sure why we have to explain that. I mean, who doesn't know what a Bada Bada Bing Bang rally is?
Oh,
I mean, it's the same thing. It's always been. Yeah, we're doing it's a car show, except that we don't have cars. We have trucks and tracks and cannons and that sort of thing. It's military vehicle. I think everything I have is U.S. military. It's not that I'm, you know, prejudice. It's just that nobody has anything else, at least that they're bringing over. So yeah, it's a military vehicle show. I've had some folks that ask, you know, can I get close and take a picture and that sort of thing. Most of your military vehicles owners, they participate in this thing called touch a truck. You know, you go to a conventional car show and you don't even touch it, let alone look at it, like kind of abrasive. These, sure, ask the guys first, but yeah, you'll touch it. You probably get in it. And I know that for our crews, we call it a parade, but for our crews, they're even looking for folks to haul around. So, yeah, you might even get to ride in one tomorrow if you want to.
Oh, excellent. Well, that's kind of what we want to talk about today, is the logistics of all of this, because there are some events that are lined up specifically for those folks that are bringing their vehicles in to have some fun, and then there's some opportunities for the public to enjoy, too. When can the public stop by, and where, and all that kind of stuff to actually see and touch and feel and take pictures?
Well, I suspect the public is going to show up just as soon as the stuff starts showing up. I got stuff showing up this afternoon, actually. They'll have a bunch of them. We're going to park them in the garage, on the Armored Garage tonight. The operators, most of them are coming in around 9:30 in the morning. Officially, they're supposed to be here at 10. We're going to have what I'm calling snacks under the camo net. I'll have a camouflage net set up tomorrow. And that's to brief the owner-operators on some safety and some things that we're going to do during the day and that sort of thing. Obviously, the public is going to show up as soon as the vehicles do. But what I don't want is, I don't want the public, you know, the owner-operators being distracted while I'm supposed to tell them, you know, what the route is for the crews. And they're like, but I got a guy over there at my truck. Like, yeah, I know. So the owner-operators will be in as early as this afternoon and probably no later than 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. The public, yeah, let's get them down there at 11 or so. It's going to be kind of crowded. It's at the Armory parking lot. The parking lot will be closed, so there's no drive-in and find a place to park. I'm hoping that I can find a place to park military vehicles. So, you know, park somewhere, walk on down. You'll come in and they'll be there. We're going to feed the drivers. Now, there's no food available for the public because, as it is, I'm feeding like 40 folks. So, you know, you better bring a sandwich or something like that if you want something to eat. Be there from about 10 o'clock, about 3 o'clock. So that gives you a good 5 hours, you know, run around, look at the trucks and that sort of thing. About 3, we're going to fire a couple cannons. That'll give you about 30 minutes to get out of the parking lot. I need you to clear out of the parking lot because we're going to fire up all these trucks and we're going to go on a little cruise. We don't want to run over you while you're in the parking lot. So you got from, oh, let's say 11 to 3 to look at the vehicles. Then from, oh, 3:30 to about 4:15, somewhere in there, you can stand on the street and watch us go by. We're going to do a cruise. It's not a parade. So it's not the, you know, throw candy to the kiddies kind of thing. We'll have, you know, police escort and that sort of thing, a lot of big trucks. And the idea is we're going to go out to Sunnyside Park, out by the tennis courts and the Ball Diamond. We'll have an ice cream social out there. No, ice cream's not for the public. Sorry about that. I don't have enough ice cream bars for everybody. But I'm going to go out. We're going to feed the drivers ice cream bar and whatever. Shoot some cannons out there probably. Got a 50 caliber machine gun. We'll probably shoot it out there. So if you hear any loud explosions during the day, don't worry too much about it. It's the big fireballs you got to worry about. So then we'll be there for about a half an hour, and you know, I'll brief the drivers on that. You know, don't run over somebody as you're pulling in. On the same token, if you're standing there in the street and a big army truck comes by, you might want to get out of the way. We'll stop there for half an hour, Then we'll load up and back down the armory again.
So folks in the downtown area around that time should be aware of some traffic issues at that point, too, because we will be transporting and moving all these vehicles from one point to another. But and while folks are welcome to stand on the side of the road and wave, that's actually not part of the cruise. They're going out there to get
Correct.
Themselves organized.
And I should point out, too, that, you know, the standing downtown, this the cruise is not the conventional route. You know, I just said we're going to go from the armory to Sunnyside. We're going to head south on Poplar, because it's right there by the armory. We'll jump 7th Street, turn on the south side of the courthouse, go down to Chestnut, and head south out of town on Chestnut. We did not get close to downtown. So we're heading south out of town on Chestnut. We'll go out by the Evangelical Free Church on 22nd Street, cruise west by the Country Club. There's some places out there you could probably stand and watch down to the Putt-em-up Golf Course, do the Sunnyside Lane there, come in on Sunnyside, do 10th, and then back into the to Sunnyside Park. So there's spots that you can be. I mean, I'm thinking Chestnut Street as we're heading south would be a really nice place to stand there and watch them go by. But, it's not a, you know, watch us go by slowly while the marching band's in the front and we're throwing Tootsie Rolls off of the, because it's not that kind of parade.
But folks will be welcome to line the route. Just if you're going to be out, like, say, for example, on 22nd Street around the Country Club area, it's probably not wise to park the vehicles right on the side of the road. Some of these vehicles are a little larger than your average pickup trucks, so they might need the better part of the road.
They are, and we do have a parade route, of course, but these are active, busy streets. So it's not a, everything is one-way traffic. It's entirely likely that this convoy will have to meet traffic coming the other direction. So, yeah, we need two lanes of street there. And, of course, 22nd, there's only two lanes of street.
So yeah. While there'll be some police help there, it's not technically the roads are closed at
nope,
that point.
The roads are not closed, no.
So folks should be aware of those things. Now, all of this stuff that's going on, it's all free to the public.
It's all free to the public. It's free to everybody. The only people that's spending money on this are me and the wife so far. But yes, it's free to everybody. I should mention, I know that some of the folks have asked on the cruise, and I'll call it a cruise instead of a parade, if you don't want to watch them go by, if you'd rather ride in them. I know that some of the owner-operators, drivers, that I've contacted me say, hey, you know, can I haul people? And so I would expect that you'll be able to catch a ride, so to speak. Need to check that with the drivers. I am not going to act as a go-between there. So you just find a guy. He'll have an OD green hat on with yellow letters that said, bada, bada, bing, bang. And those are the owner-operators. So if you'd like to ride in a truck, go find a guy with a green hat and say, hey, can I ride in your truck? These are big trucks. A lot of them are designed to transport people. So, yeah, I bet you can get a ride.
I bet the kids would love that.
I'm pretty sure they probably will, you know, unless they've already done it like yesterday. No, that probably didn't happen.
No. So why? Why are you doing this? Why do guys like to come and do this?
Well, people that collect military things collect it for their own satisfaction, or they collect it because they like to show them to people. So you have to find a place where people gather so you can show them their things, or you have to show your things and have people come there. If you've got helmets and field packs, it's pretty easy to move those around. If you've got trucks, that's a little more complicated, arranging those and so that you can show them. If you have a truck, you are looking for some place to show it. If you have a lot of trucks, well, then it gets a little more complicated, and we have what's called a rally. So the military vehicle owner-operators look for rallies and so that they can show people their trucks. And they kind of like to, you know, play with them on their own, too. So, you know, they have cross-country and mud drags and all that other good sort of thing. So that's what it's all about. The guys are looking for a place to show their things. And so they want the people to come down and look at them. Please do. If you don't, well, we're going to still have fun anyhow.
You know, it's kind of fun. We've had the Armed Forces days where we've seen a lot of different military memorabilia, from some vehicles and things to newspaper clippings from the day to uniforms and medals and all kinds of different types of things. And now you get a chance to experience something a little bit different in some of these actual large vehicles that folks get to bring around. It's just a continued educational experience.
It is, and it's military equipment that you can't see very often. Oh, you might go to a flight breakfast. We had Fly Iowa here a couple of years ago. You saw some warbirds there. You know, helmets are kind of expensive, but they are nothing compared to to vehicles and aircraft. This is expensive things. And so when you get the opportunity to see it, you really should. I might mention the cruise alone is rather unique. When you go to a military museum, you might find a vehicle sitting in the corner over there. It's probably spotless. You know, it's got a little barricade around it, that sort of thing. Who knows the last time it ran? These, yeah, don't touch them when they first get here because the engines are going to be hot. And, you know, watch them drive by the street. I think mine is the only one I'm aware of that's going to be towed. I'm towing my mule with my Jeep because it's not designed to go there. So otherwise, they're all going to, oh, I think there'll be a cannon that's going to be towed too. Otherwise, they're going to move on their own power.
Wow, pretty impressive. Should be a lot of fun. Again, roughly 11 to 3, 3:30 thereabouts on Saturday afternoon before they get reassembled and situated and then off with the crews. And should be a lot of fun, a little bit of noise.
Oh, there'll be, yeah, a lot of noise. Yeah, and I kind of want to stress that, you know, again, with the explosion sort of thing. They're not really loud, but they might shock you. The police chief did say no 50 calibers machine guns on the cruise, so we won't be strafing houses as we go by on Chestnut Street.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Very good. So I hope you get a chance to do that, and again, you can check that out, and it should be a lot of fun. Again, they'll be heading out Chestnut around 22nd Street, back around into town. You should have an opportunity to find a good spot to view that.
That really will, yeah. And please, try to watch the traffic, though. I mean, this isn't a parade. You know, there's oncoming traffic, and you know, these trucks need to move, so don't stand out in the street and wave as they're going by.
And if you do want that unique view, just ask if you can hop on.
There you go.
Excellent.
Absolutely.
Steve, thanks for organizing all this. Thanks for stopping by.
Hey, it's going to be a blast. See you tomorrow.